All right, okay, people, almshouse to your mom's house. Amber here. What's up, Themos?
Femalicious, delicious, ambitious, superstitious, from France to Mauritius, absolutely boiling hot, B-O-I-L-I-M to the G, T-H-E-M-E to M-C, almshouse in the place to be, with Maddie, Mr. Carcuti. Hey. Yo, what's going on?
Yes, so as Theme said in that beautiful lyric, he is abroad right now. He is in Francais. So his audio quality isn't up to the usual standards, but, you know, rather than no podcast, I thought it's better to do this than have nothing at all. You know what I mean?
That's what we're saying, man. That's what we're saying. Look at the beautiful view, party people. Yeah.
Wow.
In the Côte d'Azur.
Yeah, just outside of Cannes. That's my apartment Theme is staying in right now.
Yeah, man. It's literally just outside of Cannes as well. We didn't even know that. One of your sister's mates sent us a link to a restaurant, yeah? And we went to go and find it. And the car took us there. And he goes, the destination is on your left. And there's just nothing there, yeah? I was like, oh, bruv, can't be dealing with this, man. So instead of turning around, I was just about to turn around and go back. But instead of doing that, we just plowed on for another, like, honestly, 2 minutes. Turn some corner and you're like, oh. Just mad yachts and boats and birds wearing Versace. And, you know, like, oh, shit, this is Cannes, motherfucker. Like, shit. It's mad so bougie, close. It is crazy around here, man.
Yeah.
Crazy with the amount of money.
In it, crazy rich people there, the yachts, crazy mad yachts, huge yachts.
Man.
Yeah,
we went on that parasailing. I showed you that video. Yeah, we went parasailing today. That was sick. Yeah, you land and then the boat takes you back. Yeah, obviously, you're dying of thirst because you've been there. Was like three different families who did it, and I just went, right, we're going in this hotel. And we go in this hotel. I'm like, yo, bottle of water, one Coke, and a beer. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, 38 euros. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And she took the Coke out the fridge. It was a bottle with like that much left and psh, like hardly any gas. Poured it in some ice. And I'm like, sorry, what? 38 euros. Yeah. But I was so fuming. I smashed that. I said, give me another one, love. Smashed that and paid more euros. Yeah. And then we bounced. But yo, look at me, man. I'm all set up here French style. With my saucisson, tu vois. I got my fromage for the podcast, tu vois. Dude. I've sliced up little slices, tu vois. I've got my CBD buds, bro, from the tobacco.
Oh, shit.
No crystal, nice. 20%, 0.2% THC, 10% CBD. It's called White Shark, just from the local tobacco. They've got mad different hash resins in there, just available for sale, which I don't even know is CBD. I've got a Capri Sun, which we don't get in our country. Mango y marawanga. Yeah, out the freezer. So I've built a little zoo of the CBD. I'm out here, man.
Yeah, man. So you didn't go to the CBD, whatever it's fucking called, shop down in La Bocca. There's a little shop run by that Italian guy I was telling you about.
No, I haven't been there yet.
He's a nutter. He's a writer as well. He's a graffiti writer. He hit me up to a couple of things. You said you wanted to find paint. I gave you the link to the paint store. Did you find anywhere?
Yeah, that's him, isn't it? That geezer you just mentioned.
Nah, that's not the paint shop. It's not a paint shop. The paint shop is another one.
You sent me the link, but I've been doing mad stuff during the day, bro. Like mad stuff.
Yeah,
doing tons of shit.
You went to a lake yesterday or something?
Yeah, the Clearwater Lake is fucking huge, by the way. It's like the size of China. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you can find anywhere. You just go to a different spot and then you've got no people. Oh, yeah. So we go there, Fucking hell, bro. Yeah. I've got this like tasty little brand new Renault Clio. It's all like nice. And I'm thinking, shit, I'm mashing this up, going all down these dust roads and that. And there's like a place there where you can rent boats and chill and take a pedalo and whatever. I said, yeah, bun that place, yeah. We're gonna go to some jungle like version of it and just like go off road, yeah. So we're going around all these mountains and shit. This lake is huge, yeah.
Yeah.
And we find like this space where someone's blatantly parked before. So I'm like, bam, we parked there, yeah. And we have to think, right, we've got like a cool bag full of stuff and rare. Shall we go down and see how much of a treacherous trek it is to get to the bottom? And then if it's not so bad, we'll come back, we'll get the bags. And turns out it's this mad treacherous trek, yeah, down the bottom. It's like some off-road little trail that we're finding like through scrapy bushes. The kids are all getting cut up and shit.
Oh,
bro,
shit.
When we get to the bottom, yeah, there's four dudes lying there. I'm like, oh, man, like someone's already done it. So I'm looking like this, and I'm seeing like all mad like areas around the lake where there's nobody there. I'm thinking, sweet. But like, why is there no one there? So I go with my pigeon fluent French here, and I go and like turn this little, they're on the other side of some rocks, just bowl around some little rocks. Well, excusez-moi, mec, c'est possible like to get over there, yeah? Because il y a une personne, there's like nobody there. And I notice they're all nude with their dicks out, yeah? Four geezers just lying there, knobs out, yeah, on the rocks. And I'm like, kids, like, stay over there, like, stay around the corner, yeah? And today it comes around the corner, like, hi, I'm like, no, stop looking at his fucking knob. Like, what the fuck's going on? You know what I mean? And these geezers are like, hello, like, dude, I'm thinking, Jesus. And they were like, 60s, you know what I mean? Like, typical French dudes doing that. So I was like, no, we think you can go down there with La Bachelor. I'm like, yeah, I don't even want your information, bro. I don't even want your poxy knowledge, bro. We're going, bro. So we had to trek back up this mountain through all these bushes and shit. We took the wrong turn. Bearing in mind, I've parked in the middle of nowhere. Andrea's gone first, and we're just following her. And, we start realizing this is not the way we came down. Yeah.
Jeez.
The kids are starting to get really panicky because they can see me and Andrea go like, fuck, it's 39 degrees, by the way. This is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. Wow. I'm thinking, oh, in the car, we've got everything, cool box, ice, bare waters, rare, completely lost. Yeah. Luckily I've saved the car on my phone, but we're in the middle of the bush. There's no internet. So it's like going for like cutting out, like keeps telling me for a second, like, but you know, you have to turn your phone and it gives you that blue light of which way you're facing. I can't get it. I don't have enough time to go like, yo, it's this way. But even if it's that way, it's just thorny bush and lizards and mountain. I'm thinking, fuck.
And anyway,
eventually naked French dude. Eventually we come out onto like a road. I'm like, yo, we found the road. And we're like, yo, is it left? Or is it right? You know what I mean? It's one of them ones. And by now, the kids are burnt. Oh, like we've been outside for like 40, maybe 50 minutes on the top of mountains. Just no shade. After, like everything dead. Yeah, exposed.
Damn.
They're wearing like flip-flops. I'm wearing like Air Max 90s. Andrea's wearing her Versace flip-flops that she got in like Bushmarket or something.
I'm pretty sure I saw a Bear Grylls episode once where he said that the ideal footwear for when you're stuck on a mountain is Versace flip-flops.
Versace flip-flops.
Yeah,
I saw that one. And eventually we find the car and all the kids' like shoulders and stuff is like all burnt up. I'm thinking, fuck. And they were getting mad nervous, you know what I mean?
Of course,
because they could see us going like, and Daya thinks it's funny. She's like, I'm saying in English. When I speak fast in English, she doesn't understand. I'm like, I'm glad you find it fucking funny because I fucking don't. One of those.
Yeah, but she's used to climbing the, you know, barefoot in the mountains.
Barefoot in the jungle, like eating monkeys without cooking them and shit.
Exactly. Snapping snakes in half like that, man. Damn.
Yo, this is the flavor, man.
Yo, you got to get the, what's it called out there? The Orangina. You give them a little shake.
Been smashing those, bruv, in the bottles, the little glass bottles.
Yo, let me big up the people in the chat right now. You know, we're doing this live. Big up Noah Dickinson. Big up Adam Fletcher. And big up my main man, Stocky, man.
Adam Fletcher.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't read Fletcher. Out whole names out, man.
Man knows Adam Fletcher. Ben Fletcher. Adam Fletcher. Did I used to go like Cub Scouts with Adam Fletcher?
You went Cub Scouts, yeah?
I don't know.
You know what's mad? I used to go to Cubs as well, yeah? And then I went to Scouts and I never bought the uniform, yeah? I never bought up the uniform. And I remember it got to a point, because, and also I'm not Christian, you know what I'm saying? So like, they'd always have the Lord's Prayer at the beginning, yeah? And
then, oh,
like,
Kayla, you know, we will do our best. Yeah. Yeah. You love that shit.
And they fucking, you know, everyone had their woggle on or whatever the fuck, that toggle or the woggle, whatever.
Yeah. The woggle. It was a woggle.
Yeah. And like, I used to always just turn up in my tracksuit bottom, because I only went because my best mate at the time, Andrzej, Polish kid, yeah, ginger Polish kid, really cool dude. We used to play in the street as kids, and then every Thursday he couldn't play because he was off at Scouts. So I was like, what the fuck is this Scouts thing? And he was like, yeah, come down. So I went with him, and then I used to just go every Thursday. I was like, okay, we're tying knots and playing football and whatever, you know? And then like about 6 months into it, the Arcala was like, bro, you gotta buy a fucking uniform, man. And I'm like, man, I'm not gonna spend, how much is the uniform? They're like 60 quid. I'm like, and I go to my mom, I gotta buy a uniform. She was like, I ain't spending 60 quid on that bullshit.
Yeah.
Just go in your fucking tracksuit bombs. And then finally it got to a point where the Arcala was just like, just take this. He just gave me one. He was just fucking wearing, for fuck's sake.
I always associated Arcalas with pedos. You know what I mean? Especially back when we were youths, bruv. Like, how much pedos was going on at Cub Scout? I was in 3rd Chiswick or something like that. 3rd Chiswick. But when I went there, they tried to bully me because I was the new geezer.
Yeah.
And I wasn't having that. So there was a back garden where everyone played and shit. And one patch of it was just bare stinging there. So. And the geezer that tried to bully me, I got him by the arm, one arm and one leg, and I was swinging him around, and I let go and just dashed him into the nettles.
Oh, shit.
And then everyone had to go and get him out of the nettles, and they all got stung and shit.
Oh my god.
And Arcala called me and he's like, yeah, you can't be doing that. I was like, yeah, he's fucking bullying me, bro. Like, they were trying to whip me with those like dickhead scarves that you have, yeah. And shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the woggle
team.
I was
like,
man.
Yo, allow you with your woggles, man. Yeah. Woggle, woggle.
Woggling, bruv. Yeah, I didn't last long in Scouts. I ended up just allowing it after a while. I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit, man? I went to the one in Ealing, and I swear I remember hearing afterwards about, you know, yeah, some crazy pedo shit happening there. But luckily, I wasn't involved, so it's all good, man. What up, Moxie in the chat? Big up Noah in the
late
chat.
Late pedo shit, bruv. Late pedo shit.
Yeah, it. Man. Yo, so what
we went to that market you were talking about, yeah?
Oh yeah.
We went there and I had to fucking let loose on some woman.
Uh oh.
I had to go Millie and I couldn't go Millie in French. My French is like really vulgar. It's like
yeah,
lying.
You only know the bad words.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like qu'est-ce que tu fais, un pute de merde, like you said, and but she was like an old woman.
Yeah.
But we're queuing up for some cheese outside. Because you know that market bit's outside. And for some reason, like, it is a bit Leo's fault. For some reason, like, he's mad interested in ants. If the ants are bigger than the ones in England, like, he's all over them. I mean, so he's crouched down. He's, like, looking at some ants. Like, hold up, there's some fucking ants, you know what I mean? Some bird has come through with, like, pulling one of those trolleys that you do if you're an old bird, yeah? And Leo's looking down at the ants, and I can see, I'm in the queue, and he's there, and I can see if she bowls through the way she's bowling, yeah, she's going to lash either me or Leo, anyway.
Oh,
and she comes through, she gets her thing stuck on something, yeah, and instead of just seeing what it is, she just gives it one of them ones, like pulls it,
yanked.
And it, the wheel jumps up and just smashes Leo in the side of the face. And I'm his dad, and B, I've just seen like the whole thing like unfolding. No one's licked him in the face before, you know what I mean?
No.
He took it like a champ, but I'm like, hey, oh, and you have to do it in French. You can't say oi. You have to go, oh yo yo, oh, she doesn't look around, doesn't give a shit. Yeah, the woman selling the cheese is like, fuck, you know, because she's all the whole thing. And yeah. She's saying to me in French, like, she doesn't even say anything to you, she doesn't even say anything. I'm like, yeah, she doesn't even say shit.
No.
So I went over to her, tapped her on the shoulder. I'm like, listen, you fucking bitch. Yeah? You just smacked it all in English, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
All, and now the whole market's turned around because I was going, hey, oh, because she just kept holding off. And Leo's like, fucking hell, that. She just lit me in the face with the wheel of the fucking trolley.
trolley, man. Jeez.
I've tapped on the shoulder. I'm like, what the? And I did say, qu'est-ce que tu fais là, mais tu es folle, quoi? But then it just went out and I just went straight into English. You just lashed my boy in the fucking face with your fucking buggy, you silly tramp. What the fuck's wrong with you? Everyone's looking. And then I start thinking, oh, man.
You can't
looking like that English dickhead.
Yeah.
Who's like, you know what I mean? Like, lucky I wasn't like wearing a Chelsea shirt or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? In this old like market in the middle of nowhere. It's not like we're in Paris, like in the banlieue or something. I was like,
And that's the thing. I should have warned. Well, I kind of warned you. Like, there's, you know, the French, especially around there as well, around Cannes and shit. There's, because obviously they get a lot of tourists around there, because they do a lot of festivals there, like the Cannes Film Festival and all that shit. So a lot of the locals, they're more grumpy than usual. You know what I mean? And yeah. Also, have you been pissing off the lady downstairs?
Not a thing.
Okay,
good. I'm outside now. This is the first time I've used outside. We've just been drying clothes out here and shit.
Haven't
seen Freddy Krueger. One guy keeps on with his dog, keeps stopping and talking to me. I did a decent bit of French combo, but now that's run out. And every day, bruv, he's stopping me, telling me to buy a house here, asking if I'm from Paris because the number plate we've got on the car is 75. And I'm like, nah, it's just a hire car. We've had this same conversation about a million times. And I'm saying, like, I don't speak French. We speak Spanish in my family. He's like, I speak Italian. So he tries speaking to me in Italian. I'm like, yeah, but we had this convo yesterday. But every day, the same convo with this dude.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know. The food in Hispania is amazing. I'm like, yeah. The food in Italy is amazing. Like, chill out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck? I said, the food here is amazing. Yeah, the food's here amazing. Why don't you buy a place? Is it hot in London? I'm like, no, apparently it's all right now.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of moi. I'm like, yeah, it's less. It's less. Like, fucking hell, man.
You said the food is nice, but you had a bad experience at one restaurant, right? You got a bit of, you went to the wrong one, man. That's the thing in Cannes, or even just in around there.
Definitely
around
wasn't the wrong one. Like, it was a sick restaurant.
What the fuck was it? You got like diarrhea and shit, and your missus got a little reaction from it, man.
Missus who like eats muscles. Fucking monkey bollocks without cooking them, yeah.
Yeah.
And has and come who lives in most of the time spends most of her time in Malaga, which is just seafood.
Yeah.
So you got moules frites, which is just like that black sort of cauldron full of mussels with like a garlic, butter sauce, boom.
I get that every time I go to France, yeah.
And a bowl of frites. And I'm just like, yo, you got to get this. She's like, I don't want it. That's the worst. I don't want it. I'm like, no. We're in fucking south of France. You're going to get moules frites. You love moules. Rare. So she's like, yeah, fine. And she's smashed 85 billion moles in her life, you know what I mean? And she's from Venezuela. It's just seafood, like seafood. That's what she does. She munches seafood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, she had this thing. She said it wasn't enough. So then we got like a gnocchi in a Roquefort sauce. That's amazing and shit. Yeah. But we get back and I'm like, yo, there's something wrong. I had one. You know, the pasty white man that I am there. I had one mole. I'm telling you, one, bro. You know, they're like the size of two peanuts. Sir. I had one. I get back to the house. I'm like, yo, Simon. Oh, yo, shit. Like, knowing something's going to go wrong. Yeah. I have the diarrhea like all night. But I'm talking like pouring water out of a bottle. Like, it's just like, not even, it's just, all night. And I'm thinking, no, it can't be from that one mall. Like, there's no way it can be from one mall. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
Anyway, Andrea the next day wakes up like, boom, all swollen face, swollen lips, swollen, but her eyes, the skin around her eyes had come out so much that you could barely see her eyes.
No.
And I'm like, yo.
That must have been scary.
Yo, with fucked.
Yeah.
So... But because it was the next day, I'm like, you're not going to die. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people die from that sort of shit.
Nah.
And all of her mates are like, you're going to die. I'm like, you're not going to die. You've already slept and it's fucking, you know what I mean? I'm the one fucking vomiting and shit. Like, forget about it. You're not going to die.
Yeah.
And the next day, it's gone down a bit, but it's still her eyes are fucked. So we drive all the way to Nice because she's got a private doctor. She phones up the doctor in Spain. He wants all the plane tickets and rare to prove that we're here. We do all that shit. and drive all the way to Nice.
Oh my god.
It was 47 degrees on the motorway, and their cars broke down. So the journey there was horrible. Like, dégueulasse. That's when El Presidente phoned me. Big up El Presidente. The birthday wishes, that's what I'm saying. But he bailed me, had a good chat with him on the loudspeaker, which took some of the time away. By the time we got to Nice, we were late. So we had to wait for this doc. The doc sees Andre and he's like, yeah, you're going to be fine. Just keep taking antihistamine. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
And then we have to drive back from Nice to La Boca. And because it's hot on the way back, there was no traffic on the way back when we were going. And when we come back, it's just traffic all the way back. We lost the whole day.
But it's better to be safe.
Can you hear the trains or some shit?
I can hear all sorts. I can hear all sorts going on there, but fuck it, man. It's all good. Listen, can you see something pop up on the screen right now? I'm going to press something and see if something pops up. Can you shout that guy out?
Shout out my friend Mike Hunt?
Yeah.
Shut up, Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt, bruv.
Mike Hunt.
So listen, I just want to say to the people tuning in, thank you for joining us, man. Listen, if anyone here who's watching live right now, do you make music? Send us, let me know in the chat where I can find your music, maybe on SoundCloud, maybe on YouTube or somewhere. Let us know, and then we will listen to it right now, man. Because I was going to do a graffiti sketch. We got a couple graffiti sketches to do, but the thing is, Theme is doing this from his phone, man. So when it comes up on the screen, he can't see it. It's too small to really make a judgment. It's a bit weird. Yeah, sure.
I reckon we can still try it.
We can try it. We can try it. Big up Shelly D as well. My man Merc was saying, shout out.
What about Paul Skinback? Big up Paul Skinback.
Yo. Oh, man, that reminds me of, like, The Simpsons, you know, whenever Bart and Lisa are calling Moe's
Tavern.
Yeah, Moe's Tavern. I can't remember them, though, man. There's some really funny ones, man, but I can't fucking remember them, man. But anyway, people who make music, maybe Shurg, if you want to send another one. We reacted to Shurg last time, but, yo, if Shurg wants to do it, can we go, man?
He reminds me of Serge Knight. The geezer who run, not Death Row Records.
Suge Knight.
Yeah, when I see Serge, I'm like, yo, it's Suge Knight, bro.
Not Serge, Shurg.
Even more like Suge Knight, you know what I mean? Mm. Bro, I am melting, bro. Yeah, I am. I've got the wet flannel, which, no, it's not even wet anymore, it's completely bone dry, bro.
All right, bro, let's do
a graph sketch.
Let's do one graph sketch. Let's see how it works, okay? And then maybe someone will suggest a tune for us to listen to.
I'm smoking my CBD up in this bitch.
Yes. All right. I'm sharing it. Here we go. Yeah, boom. Moxie, send us a beat. Okay, here I'm sharing this. Can you see that on your screen now?
Yeah, man. Me see that. Is this a Nigel? Right. No, it's a geezer.
Yeah. It says geezer. It's a throw up because we were talking about throw ups not too long ago. So I thought, hey, this guy sent in a throw up. So I thought, hey, let's check it out.
I like it already.
Yeah. Okay. It's on a shop shutter. George's got blammed. And he even went off the shutter onto the wall with the absolute disrespect there, man.
What disrespect? I do that all the time at Carnival, man.
Yeah, Carnival's coming up, man. Who's going Carnival, man? I can't wait for Carnival. I'm going to be painting the boards in the next couple of days. I know Theme will be back on Saturday, but we're going out Saturday night. We're going to that Big Daddy Kane gig. Oh. I got us guest list, by the way. Me, you, and your missus. We got guest
Tony
list.
Tony Stocks. Yeah.
Shout out my main man Bosco. Thank you, brother, man.
Thanks, Bosco, man.
You'll meet him on Saturday. You'll meet him. But now back to this throw up. Look, I like the G. Well, kind of.
Yes.
It's a bit goofy with the two teeth sticking out. Like he's done.
Yeah, but it's something. It's a little song. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little something. The two E's. You know, they're pretty. You know, standard procedure. I mean, you know, they're a little bit seen. Kind of like seen E's with a double. Yeah, E.
That's exactly what I thought.
But you can't really avoid that. A double E, you know what I mean? I don't blame him for that. The Z is cool, but the A, lets him down, man. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling the A.
Yeah, what's the A got underneath the middle? Has it got like a little nose or something?
It's a little mouth with a tooth. It's like a similar mouth to like
Not in the bottom right.
Oh, where?
In under, you see where he's done the middle bit of the A? Then it's got like a tit or something.
Like a tit. It does look like a tit, yeah.
You see that?
I think that is a tit. It might be a tit. I have no idea what that fucking is.
Bro, the E's, I don't know if they're 100% Britain bitten from scene or if it's like how you say it is where that kind of shit just happens with E's. There's bare different shit you can do with E's. Yeah, but that particular, the way the little line tucks in underneath and shit, I'm just like, yo.
I mean, it's not bad at all, man. It's cool. It's just the A at the end.
If your A's got tits on it, yeah? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? No wonder you've gone over the fucking onto the side of the shop, bruv.
Yeah.
You've got all these baps coming off your A.
He's doing too much on the A. Actually, you know what? There's a bit too much going on in general for the throb. He obviously had a little bit more time to do this one, maybe. I mean, I don't know, but he's got eyeballs in it. He's got goofy teeth on there. And then, you know, he's put a shadow on it, little drips going down from it, little dots. He's even got a green border around the outside. And so, you know, he obviously took his time a little bit. You know, he had a little bit of time to do that. It's cool. I mean, I don't know. It's all right.
Big up the geezer.
What do people
I love
in the
word
chat?
Geezer. Lemon squeezer. Yeah. We just call them lemons. Me and my mates are like, you know, like my, you know that group? What's that group?
Yeah.
The Real Linkage or the Sexy Mandem. Sexy Mandem group.
Yeah.
Those lads there, they're always like, that geezer's a proper lemon. If he's like a proper squeezer, you know what I mean? Proper lemon squeezer.
You know what was well funny, man? I was chatting to Frez the other day and we were talking about you being in France and I said that you wanted to do the train yard. The train yard's literally down the road from the apartment. Yeah. It's literally just there. And me and Frez, when we used to go there, we used to like sit at the fence because there's bare trains covered in grass. I don't think you've even spent a day on the beach outside the apartment because the train tracks run along there and every other train basically has pieces on it or dubs. So I used to get a rubber ring, float on the water, you know, sunbathing on the water and just
just the watch the lines. Yeah.
As they're going past. And then anyway, so me and Frez were chatting on the phone. We're talking about you and then fucking... I was saying how you were tempted to do the yard, but I was like going, yo, man. And then Frizz goes, yo, man, you can't do the yard there. There's loads of Nick Nevins in there. There's loads of Nick Nevins. That's our
Cockney rhyming. I haven't seen any there.
No, I know. But they come out at night. They put them there at night, basically.
I've seen a couple of derelict trains. There's like old trains here, which have got pieces on and shit, which are like blatantly like battered trains, all rusty and shit.
There's a
but none of like the SNCF trains have got any. None of the trains that have go past, I've seen no graph on them.
Oh, is it?
And I'm looking at every single time, yeah.
Okay, well.
I was a bit upset.
Maybe something's... okay, look, I'm going to get rid of this geezer now. What do you give it out of 10?
I'm calling him a proper lemon squeezer. Well, I'd give it like a 7, man. 7, nearly 7.5. Or just the A. Yeah. Actually, Maddie, let me just tilt it on the side for one second. Yeah. I don't like the Z.
No?
No, I don't like the Z.
No,
I don't like the Z.
Okay.
It's got that line. It shouldn't have that line like that. No, man. It's hard to describe, but... where the Z bends and comes in on itself, then it has that vertical line as on and
that
too much.
One. Yeah, it could do without that one. You're right. But it kind of matches the E's, the dots in the E, the lines in the top of the E.
Exactly. That's why it's there, but it's done too much. Yeah. Do you remember Cheat?
Yeah.
Do you remember he used to write Erase, E-R-A-Z-E as well?
I think
he had a sick E-Z throw up and the Z on it. Was sick. Yeah. He linked it like the E went into the Z like well nice. And that is nearly like that, but that's why I brought it up. It's nearly like that, but that one's not good.
So you give it 7 out of 10? You gonna stick with your 7?
I'm sticking with my 7.
Okay. I'm not gonna go as high as 7. I'm gonna give it an average score of 5. Because it's not bad. But I don't think it's very good. The A really lets it down, man. If the A wasn't there, I might bump it up to a 6.
Yeah, I'm not even counting the A. The A to me doesn't exist.
It doesn't even exist.
And do you know what? A and E's, but A is a sick letter to have in a throw.
Yeah.
You can do better stuff with an A. Especially it's if tricky, it's the last though. Letter, you can have it finishing it off nice, man.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people do have an A at the end of their frog. Yeah, you're right, man. But yeah, I don't know about that. All right, okay, cool. So, Giza, big up. Thank you, Giza, for sending that in, though. He's up, you know what I mean?
Big up every single lemon squeezer there is.
Yeah, boy. All right, we've got a couple people in the chat suggesting songs for us to listen to, man. Music that they've made. My man, Shug, who's we've already listened to one of his songs. Shug, I might put Moxie first, man, because we haven't listened to a Moxie. I don't think an acapella will get us flagged, so let's give it a go. Let's see what's happening. I'm going to quickly search for that theme. Give me a minute, all right?
My sweat is now reaching my balls. You know what I mean? The sweat from my forehead.
Yeah.
It's streaming, contouring down my bod, and is now reaching the balls.
Oh,
when
beautiful.
I get up, this seat will be wet, bruv.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm completely fucked out here, man.
It's good though. What you got the air conditioning in? But I know you're outside. But you got the air.
The
conditioning
air conditioning
in
is for the Utes. You know what I mean? We're just in the with a fan.
Uh huh. Sorry, I'm just typing in.
Do you know if there's a light out here?
Yeah, there is. There should be.
Might have to switch it on from here, though.
I don't know. All right, I've got Moxie's beat that he made. So this is... oh, there you go. Yeah, you got the light on.
Big up the Moxinator. Lyrical deviator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to, sorry, I'm looking at something on the screen. I'm not really listening 100%, but I'm back now. So this is Moxitron. He made this beat. I think it was part of a beat battle with a... what's it called? Fucking Stone's Throw Beat Battle, stbbforever.com. Anyway, this is a tribute to 50 years of hip-hop tribute beat. So let's give it a little listen, yeah? I think by the sounds of it, he's got an alchemist acapella on it. So let me see what we can do. There we go. Share that. Boom.
Not every day you get an alchemist acapella. You should get an alchemist instrumental.
Ah, it's true. Can you hear that theme? I just want to check. Clearly? You can hear it clearly. Yeah,
fine.
Okay, cool. Alright, it's not coming into my earphones, but I can hear it fine. Okay, let's just fucking go.
Ferrari Testarossa, they floated it in from Italy.
Yeah.
All of my rings are sorted individually. All them things like an ornament on a Christmas tree. I'm on the brink of extinction, Link sit on a chinchilla mink. I'm still tequila drinking in my Lincoln. You be slipping in the darkness and sinking. Push the feather off the parchment for inking. My blood type is royal. I'm working with dirty pollo and night oil. I cook until the pipe boil. Drinking fermented fruit when it's like spoiled. I wrap a takeaway package with a nice foil. I'm Gumshoe, my code name is Espionage. At the Taj at the table getting a neck massage. I never step from out the room without a check involved. Open the needle into the groove and let the wreck revolve. I'm frozen, my kicks is never solved, never blown. The raps is hovercraft, fidget spinners and reggaeton. I'm sprinkling methadone on the cesspool. Disco ball, they shine a light on a protect stone. Every card in the deck thrown.
This last bit's nice, man. I like this bit.
Yeah. All
that was an alchemist, man, was it?
That was an alchemist acapella, but I don't think it suited the beat.
Nah, it was all over the shop, bruv. Especially at the beginning. Yeah. There were some bits where it did.
Yeah.
But the lyrics weren't matching the tempo of the beat.
Yeah, I don't think the acapella worked with that instrumental, but the instrumental when literally I might think almost halfway through the tune it switched up and went into that ill And that was dope. Yeah,
that bit was sick.
Yeah.
That bit was sick. No questions about it.
Yo, salute Moxatron. Everyone go check his shit out. On
I'm sure that wasn't Alchemist.
Yeah, it was. 100% it was. He might have had to speed it up or slow it down. So maybe his voice was a little bit different than when you're used
maybe
to.
Maybe it's coming through different on the live and in different country ting and all of that. That reminded me of like Smoke Dizzer and the other geezer who always raps on beat. Hey, kayate tangol!
Hey, puta
merda. The other geezer who always raps with no drums, no snare. Smoke Dizzer. There's another guy beginning with R, has lots of R's in his name.
Oh, anyway. You're thinking of that guy from that guy. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just fucking around.
That was a great joke. That was a great joke.
Yeah. What's his name? That guy from fucking, what's it called, man? I can't even remember his name from that group.
Do you see Iron Braids? Not Iron Braids. What's his, The Fly Hooligan.
Yeah.
Do you see his Instagram? He was at the...
With everyone.
Yeah. With all the... what's that record label called, man?
That's what I'm trying... Griselda.
Griselda Records.
That's who I've been trying to think of, yes.
And who was the geezer from England? It was a launch party from the geezer from Giggs. It was Giggs' launch party. The guy with the low voice who like running around with what's his name? Is his name Giggs? Fuck.
I don't know.
These are the things about these lives, man. You can't plan shit.
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
what's it been saying in England? What's it been saying? It's hot now.
It's fucking been hot. Hold on. Just the last couple of days have been mad hot. 2 days, but before that was pissing down. It was shitty, cold even. It was weren't all that, man. But
when I was there, it rained the whole of July.
Yeah,
June was hot. Rained the whole of July, and
I think literally last July on record was the most precipitation ever recorded on record since records began. It's the most rainy July ever, which is crazy.
The local newspaper here in the supermarché says that yesterday was the hottest day for some long time. Bruv, yesterday we went to some mad restaurant in Cannes, which was open from 1956. They have all the photos of what the restaurant, same spot, but obviously looked different. They have the photos of the facade of the restaurant and all, like Brigitte Bardot, fucking, who was it, that artist?
Marilyn Monroe.
Not Gaudi, who's the other one who did like in Barcelona loads of shit, but he's there, rare. So I'm gonna go to India and get some munch in this motherfucker. Got bare munch, and my entree was the onion soup, but they didn't bring it, so they brought me my entree. It was like a massive meal of soup, plus my main dish as well. And this soup is one of them bowls where you touch it and you burn your dead great-great-great-grandmother. It's that hot, touch it. Yeah. Your generations have burnt for life.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's ridiculous. It's El Scorcho outside. It's like 31 degrees. And we're eating at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And it's still that hot.
It's like muddy.
And then I had this soup. Yeah? And when I started noticing the water from my head dripping into the soup, I'm like, yo, that's it. That's it. I can't eat any more of this fucking soup. That's how hot it was, bro. It was my sweat was dripping in the soup. And the waiter came over thinking, oh, monsieur, you're very hot. Me too. I'm like, yeah, bro, this soup, you can't serve it like this. What the fuck are you serve it in a cold fucking bowl, mate? You know what I mean? Cold bowl. Should have been a geezer. Yeah.
Should have asked him for some ice. Put some ice in there, man.
Ice in the onion soup. And I was expecting a beautiful, thin, just the taste of onion soup. This refreshing. Was just mad cut up onions into millions of pieces, dashed in, melted cheese melted cheese cover with the croutons stuck in because the cheese has now gone hard. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Isn't like no French. This is like an English like McDonald's soup, like melted cheese.
No, but Theme, I tried to tell you, man, like that's why I got you in touch with my sister and my brother to give you actual recommendations. Because Cannes is so touristy, there's lots of places they look legit and, you know, and they all that stuff, but they're just for tourist motherfuckers. You know what I mean? They don't really like push. There's certain restaurants that are fucking boom. You know, there are many around there, but in Cannes itself, you have to be pretty selective. Yeah.
I tell you where there's no much. In La Boca.
Yeah, La Boca isn't great.
Can you be called La Boca, the mouth, and there's no fucking, there's not, bruv, the coffee here is dog shit. The birds in the patisserie, they fucking hate me, bruv. Oh. They hate me. One time I went, this girl, she works there, and there's queues coming out. Man, the queues are so long, when at the queue, there's some of it in the shade, some of it in the sun, and you're dying. By the time you get to her, you're already fuming. And to her is everything, bonjour, bonjour, like to every single, and I thought, one time I'm going to take the piss, and she went to me, bonjour, and I went, bonjour, and she was fucking fuming.
Don't do that, man.
And that was like the second day, and I've been there every day since, like yamming the pan au chocolat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She hates me. So now I only speak in Spanish to try and make her think I'm not English, because she's talked, that's another thing, everyone comes up to me and immediately start speaking English. I hate my fucking gringo face.
Look how
pasty
you are. Look how pasty you are,
man. Like the English, the most English man on earth who hates England, Even though I'm fluent in Arabic now, I hate it. I hate it. This geezer who had never spoke to me, he was a customer there. He was waiting for his munch. His munch arrived while I was still paying for mine. So I kind of leaned out the door and just went like that, like gave him the signal, like, yo, your munch is here. And he came over, like massive black geezer came and said, yo, thanks, brother. And I was like, what do you mean, thanks, brother, man? What do you mean? What, you just assume because of my pastiness, what, that I'm wearing a Union Jack on my back, bro? Thanks, brother, man. That's cool. I was like, no. You say merci. And he was like, no. You're from England, no? And I was like, yeah. I'm from fucking England.
Just deal with it, theme, man. Just deal with it.
It's the same in Spain.
Yeah, I bet. But listen, we got another tune to play by my man, Shug. We listened to one of his tunes before, but no one else. Everyone's being a pussy and not sending in their music. So we
have to big up my man.
Yeah, big up Death Row, son.
I'm gonna have to have another shower, mate. I was about to show you my Larry Longballs. Mate, I'm flapping my sack now. Like it's fucking boiling hot sack. I need a fucking fan on the sack. What's this?
All right, let's play this, man. One sec. Boom. This is a song called Misfit by Shug. I guess that the EP is called Booze. Let's go. But wait, why isn't the fucking audio playing, man?
It was.
No, but I swear you're hearing it through my mic, not through the actual computer. It should be playing through the fucking computer for some reason. I don't know why it's not. Okay, Jesus fuck it. Christ. Let's just go. Let's just do it.
Jesus H. Christ.
Now, if I take the music example, in most cases, our beginners are not allowed to play with
them. I'm a misfit. You know I spit shit. Doing kickflips.
Yo, 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Shaggy Shaggy spitting the raw, stylistic, funkalist, and sick shit. Don't get it twisted. I'm a real fucking misfit. Hey yo, 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Shaggy Shaggy spitting the raw, stylistic, funkalist, and sick shit. Don't get it twisted. I'm a real fucking misfit. Hey yo, bitch shit. Ain't got time for that bullshit. I'm a big kid. Pad and pen, bit of CBD, bud got me lifted like a backhand hip slap. Rap rappers feel attacked when I spit this crap. Fall back as Jimmy with the yak in the hatchback. Go take a picture with your Kodak. I'm writing history, fella. Sipping nice wines with Nigella on TV. Smoking crack with the tweenies.
To use a musical term, even as a baby, you're
crack wash. Kinda frazzled, I got the crack bot. The wave never stops, the name Shirk, I'll be heading to the top. It's a lot, my music's through from Fort Hot Shot. I got this pattern like polka dots.
drop top dreams all summer. And like Chief Keef said, I always keep it 300. I'm loyal to my team, if you're real with me, then you know we gonna see the dream. Best believe me, I'm a natural with it. Feel my spirit, connect with air and water. Beat conductor and destroyer. Lyrical slaughter for your head top. Jack my steez, you best not. Cause I'm a diamond geezer. Music hot like fever. Top
lemon squeezer.
The beat safe for me, like the food at the bottom of the freezer. Ice cold Donnie, it's Friday night and I'm getting trolley. Sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Pretty sure he makes the beats as well.
Ayo, 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Shirky shirky, spitting the raw. Stylistic, funkalicious, sick shit. Don't get it twisted. I'm a real fucking misfit. Ayo, 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Shirky shirky, spitting the raw. Stylistic, funkalicious, sick shit. Don't get it twisted. I'm a real fucking misfit. Ayo, 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Shirky shirky, spitting the raw. Stylistic, funkalicious, sick shit. Don't get it twisted. I'm a real fucking misfit. Ayo, 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Shirky shirky, spitting the raw. Stylistic, funkalicious, sick shit. Don't get it twisted. I'm a real fucking misfit, Donnie.
Yo. Is this the guy that we liked? He had the fisheye lens video.
Yes.
And it was just it like spinning is. Around. Yeah, I like this guy, man. I like this guy. I don't know about rhyming water with destroyer, though, man. I wasn't feeling that bit. Water and destroyer. I like the way he ends the verses like he doesn't give a fuck, doesn't rhyme like sorry, I'm not sorry, and just cuts out. And this guy knows how to write. He knows how to write a hook, man.
Yeah.
He knows how to write a hook. But everyone's done the 1, 2, 3 into the 4, Snoop Doggy Dog. And I swear, everyone in England, well, especially London, yeah, they've all done a tune called Misfit. I've done a tune called Misfit. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. It's a nice word to rhyme. It's a nice word to rhyme, isn't it? Man.
You think it's a nice word to rhyme when you ain't been through all them kind of different billions of... You're like, you're Misfit. That's a different kind of sound. You know what I mean?
Yo, why are you being a dipshit?
Yo, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo, I saw your girl tried to lips it.
Smash my dick on her thick hip whilst doing kick flips. You know the pussy don't licks it. You know what I mean? No, my DJ, he mix it.
Hey, yo, Theme tried to battle Amber, but he bricked it.
Amber went to Cub Scouts and ate the soggy biscuit. Them Cub Scouts, they play those fun and funny games there. Yeah. Goes, oh, what are we going to do? Yeah, we play soggy biscuit. Yeah, everyone ducks off and comes on the biscuit. And the maybe person who knows it is, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Maybe
dodgy
your
little white boy Cub games, man. Yeah.
Maybe at yours, Cub Scout, not on my one, man.
No, you're the one who ate the soggy biscuit, bro.
Come on. Bro. Nah, bro.
Big up. What's his name? Sug.
Shug.
Shug.
Yeah.
I prefer that other tune, though, man. That tune was a banger.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It's dope, man. It's good
his
shit.
His first tune.
Yeah, the first one was dope as well. Yeah. He's got a real mellow style. Really, like...
Oh, yeah. That's what I want to say about Big... What's his name again?
Shug.
I swear the dude from Death Row Records is fucking me up. Shug, yeah?
Shug.
I get the feeling that he raps in the voice that he chats to his mama in. And that means a lot to me. That means a lot to me. That's his voice.
I was about to say that he raps in a real, like he's not putting effort in, but in a good way. You know what I mean? Like he's doing it, like it just rolls off the tongue and he's just, you know, chatting his shit. You know what I mean?
I remember in a cypher with Reveal, probably Tony D and all them lot. And Reveal said, I rap in the same voice I chat to my mama in. I was like, yeah. Going on about how it was real shit, you know, I'm real, chatting, I rap in the same voice I chat to my mama in. Yeah. I was like, no.
I remember that reminds me of I think KRS-One. I know you're a massive fan of KRS-One theme.
Massive fan.
He was talking about how, you know, people were talking about black people and white people in hip hop and can white people do it and all this stuff. And he was like, look, I don't care if you're black, white, brown, wherever you're from. But if you're gonna put the hip hop, like, I don't want people putting on their hip hop suit when it feels good for them and then taking it off whenever it suits them. You know what I mean? He's like, if you're going to wear it always. You know what I'm saying? Like whether you're talking to your mom, like whether the police come around, whether you're, you know, chatting to your mates or whatever, you should do it naturally and be yourself. You know what I mean? As opposed to like flipping, you know what I mean? Anyway,
Fat Joe posted a thing about KRS-One last week. Yeah, or this week. Saying if he wasn't around, he wouldn't have...
Of course.
He wouldn't be about, you know what I'm saying? KRS-One. It's just the voice kind of bugs it. I like him when he freestyles, but his kind of tunes, I've never been a massive fan, man.
Okay, you know what? Let me play you a KRS-One tune that I know you will love.
You played one on this podcast that I downloaded straight away after.
Yeah. I know.
That was a banger. That was squash, a bang.
Squash all beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Diamond D beat is just too ill, man.
Yeah.
But listen, we're approaching an hour, and obviously because the sound quality isn't up to par, I don't really want to go much over an hour, man. But
I've got to have this window open.
No, I get it, man. Don't watch that. This is better than no podcast, put it that way, man. But yo, I want to play you this tune quickly, man.
There's a train going by.
One, two. Public service announcement for all the people out there listening to this funky-ass boom bap album. Check it out.
It's got a long intro.
Take a second.
Don't
take
use
a second.
Your weapon.
Take a second. Just chill out for a minute. Take a second.
Now, you know what? I'm going to check fast this forward.
In D Studio.
There we go.
It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. We're going to talk about what you believe in. Talk about how you've been trained. So we're gonna come down like this. Let me take you to another level. After 7 years of rocking, how do you rate me? Poorly or greatly, everybody seems to be going for theirs lately. Your mad has been eating money. So listen very close as I conduct this little study. See, it's funny to me, you can watch TV and give up your life trying to be all you can be in the army, not knowing your history. You either fight
You can't rap like that, man.
I deal with reality.
What's wrong with you?
In the army, knowing your history. Like, bruv, come on, man. I know he's...
Bro, you got to listen to, like, what... Okay, fuck you, man. But I'm just saying, like, it's more about, like, what he's talking about. He's not...
Yeah,
like,
no, of course. But he's not doing it well enough. Other people do it much better. With a message.
I guess, man. I mean... But at the time when he was doing, I mean, yeah, there was people doing it, but I don't know, man. I just think his voice is really commanding and powerful.
It is. It is a commanding voice.
And he's
But he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit about the... As long as it rhymes a bit, then it's cool. You know what I mean? The army.
Yeah, but he's more like, he's definitely more about being his clarity of what he's talking about is more important than being skibbity, you know, skibbity that. But he does do skibbity dibbity lyrics, but I'm trying to think of a good example of, like...
I'm not even saying skibbity dibbity do. I'm saying, no, like, I know. You know what I mean?
Multi-syllabics and stuff. I know what you're saying. But listen, Themos, look, I reckon we should call it a day there, man. I can see you sweating out. I'm sweating out as well. Well, I'm glad we got this done.
My Larry Long balls. When you get to 42, bruv, your ball sack is a Larry Long balls, bro. Yeah. Larry Long balls, bruv. It's nuts.
Especially in the heat.
Gobblers like...
Actually, theme, man, I'm just thinking about this now, man. It's carnival this weekend. So we're not going to record on Sunday, that's for sure. Like we usually do. We record on Sunday and we release it on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to Carney on Dimanche.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. Do you reckon you can record on Sunday?
Or we can go Carney on Monday and record it on Sunday.
I'm looking to go Sunday, but
Alright, cool. Well, let's go Sunday, man. I'm gonna take the Trouble and Strife for her first carny in Londinium.
Are all the Latinas coming? Yeah, I hope.
I don't know. Actually, no, they're all abroad, bruv. Everyone's gone different places.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
Everybody. Yeah, but I was going to send a tune, but I'm worried if I come out of this. Yeah, it's too dodge if I come out of this.
Just tell me what it is.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I screenshot it today, so I'd have to check my screenshot.
You don't remember even the artist or the song?
Yeah,
or
Benny the Butcher.
Is it a new song?
Yeah, fairly newish. But what, do you reckon if I come out of this?
No, don't risk it. Chill, man. Is it called Streets Ain't the Same?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to go through them all.
He's got bare tunes. Sit here and go through with them. All the Benny the Butcher tunes.
What does the video look like? Is it a music video?
No. It was a song. When my Spotify came out, I listened to it. I was like, yo, took the screenshot. Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't matter, man.
All right, cool. We'll save that for next time. We'll figure out what's going to happen next week. I'm sure we'll get something done, even if it's on the Tuesday, if we record it on the Tuesday and it'll come out on Wednesday, no worries.
So when are you painting the boards and shit?
I'm going to be painting them probably from tomorrow. I might do a couple after work, and then because it's all around where I work, you know what I mean? And
Look,
Noah in the chat is saying we should play Benny the Butcher One Way Flight. Let's listen to that and then
One Way Flight.
And then we will call it quits, man. Big up Noah for the suggestion.
Watch how I have a rant when next week, bruv, because my flight leaves at fucking 10 o'clock in French time. And we're gonna land at like midnight at Gatwick. We're gonna try and get an Uber. Going to be about £8,000, bro. It's going to be horrendous, yeah? When we get back, I've got to pump up the inflatable bed for the utes at like fucking 1 in the morning. Man, she's going to be fucked up.
Yo, big up Karina in the chat. What's up?
Karina.
Let's check out some Benny Butcher. One Way Flight. Let's go. Featuring Chris Gibbs.
Jazz boy, don't ask me no questions. Just listen to this shit.
Don't ask me no questions.
She catch a one-way flight to kick it wherever I'm at. So if she wanna stay, then the bitch will never come back. You wanna know how a chip feel? I've been there once. This year three in the beginning of a 10-year run. And as predicted, my persistence got my name on all the lists. Had a brick before
one of them rack,
like that dope boy from Memphis. I survived all them death threats, anti-felony convictions. Plug found out my whole team was hot, he kept his distance. What's a stage with no mic and no voice of a poet? What's more important, the flower or the soil that grow it? Yeah, it's cool, but one rule, don't get caught in a moment. Or it's back to swinging ratchets and warming the water. Starving made me thin, and ain't no mercy in this game we in. Eyes stacked against us, had to play to win. I got a broad I never saw before 1 a.m. I'm out west and crazy girls, cleaning out the ATM. Let's go.
Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips with that work, my baby made it back. I fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. You gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach?
This for hustlers with straight cash, not bitches with fake bags. For hoes who fall in love with trappers and break bad. She texting my homie, but I'm fucking hers, she fake mad. These hoes can't handle a nigga they can't have. Unlucky for y'all, you know who the fuck is in charge. I put a couple in jars, let it fluff till it's hard. I'm at J House, Kerry James Marshall, cover the wall. Enough cushion I could cover the fall. You know business is business, bitches is bitches, and they fucking us all. You know how life go, you stuck with your flaws. What's that about?
That's the drums there.
He knew the sample, so he cut the tune off just to show his knowledge, yeah?
That's what I'm saying.
If you've got that kind of knowledge, you've got that kind of knowledge, man.
Yeah,
you're going to cry in that Toyota or this Maybach.
Just those drums, I can hear them from a mile away, man. They're so famous. The Honey Drippers impeach the president drums. Everyone and their mother has used those drums, but they're classic. So salute everybody involved.
Salute the drum man then.
Are you looking like Monty Python, like Merck is saying, man? But yo, big up everyone for tuning in. Thanks for joining us, man. Arms house to your Madre's house.
I wanted to say.
Yeah, go on.
That post I put on Instagram. I've had so many messages from Arms House. Arms House listeners and all the rappers just said, bruv, that was poetry, bruv, what you just said.
Yo, like, listen, everybody say happy birthday to Theme. It was his birthday yesterday.
And my niece, my first niece was born on the 21st.
Wow.
Mandem's birthday is on the 22nd. You imagine me, the bond that she's gonna boy off her dad and come and rest under my wing. You know? No, but Unks was born the day after me, bro. You know what I mean? It's gonna be one of them ones. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, man. Happy birthday. All that good stuff, man. Enjoy the rest of your stay down in France.
My balls are stuck to the seat. If I stand up, yeah, the seat is gonna stick to me. Them Larry Long balls.
Yo,
all
right.
All the girls want to see my balls. You all want to see my balls. I'm going to go and get some munch.
Yeah. Big up. Everyone's giving you a happy
birthday. Big up the Mox. Big up the Noah. Big up everybody.
Listen, if you want to do something for Theme's birthday, please leave a like on this video and leave a comment below. And follow us on Instagram at Arms House to Your Mum's House Pod. Leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. All that good stuff.
Fantastic.
All right, party people, we out of here, man.
I'm in Cairns because I can, bruv. It's nice because we're in Nice and all them shitty jokes. Bugger!